Costa Rica, a tiny country packed with wildlife. And initiatives developed here to preserve that wildlife are unique. Three friends set out on a journey to discover why our obsession with animals often causes their demise. And to find out what Costa Rica is doing to help their wildlife thrive. Once reunited, their first stop is to be the massive crater of one of Costa Rica's most active volcanoes. But trouble stirs before they even leave the airport.
So have you heard anything about Casilla? When is she coming?
There was problems with her visa. I still couldn't believe it.
So what are we going to do?
It's been a few years since we've traveled together.
There's still so much yet to be discovered.
Human beings can be so cruel towards so many animals.
When you have the opportunity to look into their eyes, to know their stories.
Animals that are rescued here can be released into the wild again, where they're really meant to live.
I hope people get inspired and treat animals with more care and respect.
I can't wait to see all the animals, the rainforest, the seaside, the volcano. And it will be great to meet people who are as passionate about animals as I am, caring about the environment, the creation.
My name is Gabi, I'm from Germany. This is my first time in Costa Rica. I've always loved animals. This is why this is such a wonderful country. The story is told that I could just barely crawl and I just followed a bug that was somewhere on the grass. And I was so interested in it. I can't remember, of course, but you know, it goes way back. I've always loved all the animals.
I was raised in the north of Brazil. My state is called Rondônia. It's part of the Amazon. I'm very familiar with green, with this lovely smell of fresh air and this wonderful temperature. So growing up, always had pets, like you name it. We had everything, even chicken in our backyard and rabbits. I used to walk around with the chicken under my arms at the farm, and some of my family members used to laugh at me because of that.
I met Casilla when we did the last trip together in South Africa. That was about 6 years ago.
When I was living in South Africa, I decided to explore, get to know some animals.
What I really like about Casilla, she's a very friendly person, and when you go someplace with her, she will, you know, very soon talk to people.
In my last trip with Gabi, I realized that I met one of the sweetest girls I ever met. Even though she doesn't show all of that all the time, for many times she touched my heart.
While exploring South Africa, Gabi and Casilla were joined by another traveler, Kazia. The three maintained a friendship over the years, and Gabi and Casilla plan to meet up with Kazia again in Costa Rica.
I'm so tired after so many hours of flight, but still excited to meet up after so many years. It would be great.
Good to see you.
How are you?
I'm good. And yourself?
Yeah, I'm tired but excited.
Was it a long trip?
Yeah, like 17 hours or something.
Oh, my word.
But finally we're on the adventure trip.
Good to see you.
So have you heard anything about Cassia? When is she coming?
I'm afraid she's not coming.
No, why not?
There was problems with her visa. I still couldn't believe it. Kazia contacted me saying that she had problems with her visa. And also she had some issues at her work. So I'm just so sad about it because it's like I'm the middle term. Gabby's a little bit more quiet and she's like the happiest one of us, but
I was really looking forward to seeing Cassia. I'm disappointed. It will not be the same. I think we will adjust to the situation we have to. I guess we will send her tons of pictures. That's the only thing we can do to get her involved.
I just couldn't believe when she told me.
Oh, that's so sad.
I thought she was joking.
It's so
I told
sad.
Her, no, that's enough. Stop the joke. You come in a little bit later. And she's like, no, Kasala, I'm not coming later. You're arriving after 2 days. No, Kasala, I'm not arriving after 2 days. Are you serious, Kizia? I am. So she said, I don't want you girls to be waiting for me and, you know, put your things on hold, already planned.
So
she said, well, I'm going to wait to tell Gabby. Let her come. I'll tell her later. Sorry.
No, it's all right. Doesn't make any difference. Really. So what are we going to do now that Cassia is not with us?
Aye.
Let's leave the airport. Find the hotel. Oops. Here we go.
I guess it's not that big place.
Nah. Then see what will be the first on our trip.
Have you seen videos of small eruptions of the volcano? Yeah, but only just kind of gas eruptions. It's like a glacier.
I feel the winds of change. I see.
Gabby has most of the plans. I've been quite busy with my baby. Unfortunately, I didn't have time to prepare as much as I could.
I have a book and I have marked a lot of things we could do this week and on our trip. I hope she likes it because I know she's not that keen on reptiles and snakes.
No, I don't like frogs. So...
We're going to see frogs, we're going to see waterfalls, we're going to see a volcano, monkeys. You see and hear really great birds everywhere in this country.
One of my favorite birds in the world, that's the macaw. And in the Amazon, have a rich variety of macaws. I'm in love with macaws and I cannot wait to see all the colors and hear all the sounds that they're gonna make.
And we see a lot of rescue places as well. I think that's very, very important that people are aware that we as humans destroy
nature and animals, and then we have to take care of them.
Since arriving, I've been learning so much about nature, even in these palm trees growing everywhere, including at the hotel. While most animals and plants have cells that die and are replaced, palm tree cells can stay alive for the tree's whole life, even hundreds of years. And these palms provide food and shelter for hundreds of animal and insect species. I can already tell I'm going to learn a lot on this trip, and I can't wait.